You know, you listeners out there are incredible. Your generosity is beyond belief. But I'll tell you, at the end of last year, on December 31st, that's right, at midnight, well, we went way beyond the $75,000 our goal was to raise, you know, for the new year. You know what it was? Total $99,696, way beyond what we expected from you. And we can't thank you enough. This fundraiser, most successful in the history of the radio station. Again, we thank you. Good morning, everybody. It's Dave Edwards from KPOO San Francisco. It's another Jiving Around, our first show for a brand new year. We got the music for you right up until 11 o'clock. We want you to keep your dial set right where it's at. And again, thank you so very, very much for your generous tax-deductible contributions to make this fundraiser so successful, okay? We appreciate it so very, very much. And in turn, what are we going to give back to you? Well, at least in my show, we're going to give you some great music right up until 11 o'clock. At that time, of course, Prison Focus Radio, okay? Good morning, everybody. It's Dave Edwards. It's Jiving Around. Da da da. Getting things underway, we got some McKinley Mitchell from 1962 there. The town we live in. You live in. I live in.
The town I live in is lonely. It's so lonely till I have to cry. I told my mother, father too, I told them just what I was gonna do. If I lives one more year, I'm packing my bag, getting away from here. The town I live in is so lonely till I have to cry. And I'm not ashamed to tell you that I cry. I want my baby. If you see her, tell her to come on home. Tell her that I love her. Come on home. Don't make me dream alone. I want my baby. I wanna know. Whoa. Whoa. I wanna know. Have you seen my baby? If you see her.
Going back to 1962, McKinley Mitchell, The Town I Live In at 5 after 9 with Dave Jiving Around. Good morning, everybody. Happy New Year. Joe Tex, 1964.
Woman, tell me, where did you learn to handle a man with so much ease? After all of his life, been used to doing like he pleased. Yeah, you got me doing all things that a man is supposed to do. I know a lot of men who wish they had a sweet little woman like you, 'cause your kind is so hard to find. Woman, tell me, where did you learn to make a man feel like a king, when all the time he side, baby. And there's no limit to what I can do. I know some men who give their right arms to have a sweet little woman like you. Because your kind is so hard to find. Your kind is so hard to find. A sweet woman like you is hard to find. A sweet woman like you is hard to find. And that's why I'm so glad that I got mine. To make you really see just how much I really love you and how much you mean to me, yeah. Don't be afraid to tell me, baby, 'cause there's nothing that I wouldn't do. I know a lot of men who wish they had a sweet little woman like you, 'cause your kind is so hard to find. It's hard to find. A sweet woman like you is hard to find. A sweet woman like you is hard to find. A sweet woman like you is so hard.
The end of 64, beginning of 1965, Joe Tex, a woman like you is so hard to find, baby. I don't know about it. No, you're just going to have to go down a lonely avenue, I think, for a while. Not too sure.
Now my room has got two windows, but the sunshine never comes through. You know it's always dark and dreary since I broke off, baby, with you. I live on a lonely avenue. My little girl wouldn't say I do. Well, I feel so sad and blue, and it's all because of you. Stone. Well, I toss and turn so every night. I'm not used to being alone. I live on a lonely avenue. My little girl wouldn't say I do. Well, I feel so sad and blue. You know it's all because of you. I could cry, I could cry, I could cry. I could die, I could die, I could die. 'Cause I live on a since you left this town. You know if I could beg or borrow the money, child, I would be a highway bound. I live on a lonely avenue. My little girl wouldn't say I do. But I feel so sad and blue. You know it's all because of you.
...1959, the year for Ray Charles, Lonely Avenue at 10 after 9. Oh, yeah. Little Lonnie Mack now. 1963 is a big instrumental smash. Little Memphis for you. It's Dave jiving around. KPO, good morning and Happy New Year.
Now
There you go. Lonnie Mack, his classic icon tune from 1963, a little Memphis for you. Oh, yeah.
This is Jess Gannon with Arab Talk, a show that brings you timely updates on news from the Middle East. We'll be taking your calls live in the studio. Join us Thursdays from 2 to 3 p.m. right here on KPOO 89.5 FM in San Francisco.
What's the latest in Turkey? What's going on in Istanbul? Well, they might be talking about it on Arab Talk this afternoon at 2 here on 89.5. Listen.
Parents, your children model their habits after you. From the time they're born, they watch, they learn, they imitate. So if you don't eat healthy foods, they won't eat healthy foods, and chances are they'll develop lifelong problems such as diabetes, hypertension, or obesity, and die at an early age. So increase your intake of fresh fruits and vegetables, lower your intake of processed foods and sugary beverages, and exercise with your kids. Remember, the example you set when they're young will last a lifetime. This has been a public service announcement brought to you by KPOO San Francisco.
Back to more music now. Chuck Jackson.
Will you let me have all of your loving and affection? Yeah. Will you give me your heart and leave it under my protection? Yeah. If you will, I want you to be my wife. If you will, I'll love you for the rest of my life. Hand it over. Hand it over,
hand it over,
hand it over, and I'll give my love to you, yeah. Give it to me now, honey, please don't wait until tomorrow, no. Give it to me now, put it off, what only bring me sorrows, yeah. Say you need my arms around you every night. Baby, please tell me everything's all right. Hand it on over. Hand it on over. I need it now. Hand it on over. And I'll give my love to you. I will give you everything if you would only say yes. I would try to buy you spring. If you really want me, yeah, I will be a happy man if you would really love me sincerely. Come on, baby, take me for a ride. I know, mama, this has got to be the night, so hand it over.
Hand it over, baby. There, Chuck Jackson, one of his first big hits. At 16 minutes after the hour 9, Mongo Santa Maria. Cuban music at its best in America, yes. Cloud 9. We'll be right back. About 1968, 69 for that, the Mongols on the Maria, Cloud 9 at 22 minutes after the hour of 9. Yeah, how about that? Cloud 9 at 9 o'clock. Anyway, from 1963, we got Keith Colley, El Morado, Doobie Doobie Doo, and all that.
Negra, estoy loco por tu amor. Los hombres know your man. Tú me haces llorar, ay, 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 ay. Y tú me haces llorar. Me extraña, pero cuando beso tus labios quiero. Yo quiero gritar, ay, 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 no sabes cómo te quiero. Loco, loco, enamorado con pasión, mira, estoy loco por tu amor.
Me extraña, pero cuando beso tus labios, quiero.
Yo quiero gritar, ay, 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 no sabes cómo te quiero. Loco, loco, enamorado con pasión, mira, estoy loco por tu amor. Tú me haces llorar, la, 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 y tú me haces llorar.
There you go, Keith Colley from 63. Slowing things down just a bit with the Whisperers. I was born when you kissed me. All right, that sounds like something.
And I will die, oh, if you believe me. So baby, come on and kiss me. Come on and give me life, please. Let me, you gave my life. Oh, you gave it to me. And that's why it's to you, yes it is. It's to you that I'm clinging. That's why my heart, that's why my heart is singing. Oh, please, come and kiss me. Give me life, let me live. I want to dedicate my life to you. Yes, I do. I want to be by your side my whole life. All the things that you crave, I want to work for you, baby, for the rest of my days. Oh,
when you kiss
me, I was born
when you kissed me,
yes, I was. You gave me life
when you loved me, baby,
and I will die. Come on and give me life, please. Let me live. Please give me life. Let me live. I was born when you kissed me. Yes, I was.
There you go. I was born when you kissed me. The Whisperers, just for you, with Dave jobbing around.
If I could go back to those days of the past.
Sunday night oldies, Autumn King of Rock and Roll, please join me. 10 p.m. Sundays on this radio station.
If you have diabetes, you already know you could develop kidney failure, lose a limb, or go blind. But did you know that 2 out of 3 people with diabetes actually die from heart disease or stroke? If you have diabetes, you can lower your risk of heart attack or stroke by lowering your blood sugar, blood pressure, and cholesterol. Get plenty of exercise, eat healthy, and don't smoke. Ask your doctor to tell you about other ways to lower your chance of a fatal heart attack or stroke. The link between diabetes and heart disease is strong. Ask your doctor to tell you more or call 1-800-DIABETES. That's 1-800-DIABETES. Or visit us online at www.diabetes.org. A message from the American Diabetes Association and the American College of Cardiology.
Anyway, when is President Obama leaving office? What, the 20th? When is inauguration day for Trump? Yeah, 20th, I guess. So it's about 2 weeks. Not very long. But anyway, time is running out, especially for President Obama to pardon Oscar Lopez Rivera. That's right. And everybody wants to see him, depart our prison system after all these years. How many years? 36, as a matter of fact. There's going to be some type of event taking place at the Lakeview Library there at Lake Merritt in Oakland at 550 El Abacadero, okay? And I guess they're going to march to the corner of Grand opposite the Grand Lake Theater at 5 o'clock that particular day on the 6th. This is Friday, as a matter of fact, tomorrow, between 4:30 and 6 p.m., okay? Now, Oscar has been in prison for almost 36 years, as I said, for the, for some, maybe it could be conspiracy. Who knows exactly what the situation is with his particular situation here and why he's in prison. And the only legal remedy left is a presidential pardon or commutation. So will this happen? Well, all sectors of the Puerto Rican society, Nobel laureates, Latin American leaders, former President Carter, and Senator Bernie Sanders have all called for his release. So you can celebrate his birthday, as a matter of fact, coming up Friday, tomorrow, the 74th. By joining the 100,000 who petitioned the White House and demand for Oscar Lopez Rivera's release, okay? You can also contact the White House on Friday, tomorrow, and the 13th. And if you want more information, there is a website. It's BericaHumanRights.org. That's BericaHumanRights.org. Let me spell that out for you. BericaH HumanRights.org. Go to that website for more information about this event that's going to be taking place tomorrow between 4:30 and 6 for Mr. Oscar Lopez, okay? Anyway, that's it. It's 29 minutes after the hour of 9 with Dave jiving around, and it's time to get back to more music from 1964, the one and only James Brown.
Maybe the last time.
A lot of them are. Yeah. Yeah.
I got a heart of stone. Believe me, I don't want to.
Oh, that was Eddie Mills.
Oh, I don't know.
I've been watching some movies on like the MGM channel. You know what they really have done, like, a lot of these movies.
You want to talk on the telephone now?
This came out in the
40s. You want to get your heart on the
E? My heart looks like high definition.
And just about the time you get comfortable. The operator says signal when you're through, please.
It seemed like the restoration was really easy to do with the light.
Oh, I don't know.
You know what really is not impressive?
Look around you over and over again. Check out with your best friend. You might never see them again.
They did a pretty good job, but if you look at the flesh on there, there's a lack of detail as far as
gems. Hey, help me somebody.
It looks a little... From 1964, James Brown. How about Johnny Sales, baby? A whole lot of loving at 28 minutes before 10. Action with Johnny Sales from 1965. A whole lot of loving. Here's Willie Mitchell, old slipping and sliding there from 1967. Thank you. There you go. Slipping and sliding. Slowing things down a whole lot with Aesop's Fables from the end of 1966 now.
Reminiscing about our love has brought me such confusion. Sympathizing with myself for being disillusioned. Such a fool.
Aesop's Fables from the end of 1966. They're hiding from love. Yeah. And we got Avacha now. Let's see what she's going to be doing.
Every Friday from noon to 3 p.m. on KPOO is La Verdad Musical, The Musical Truth with Avacha, a musical journey where we travel the world on the music of Africa, the Caribbean, bomba plena, jazz, and Latin jazz. It's non-stop rhythm and the healing magic of La Verdad Musical, The Musical Truth, Fridays noon to 3 p.m. with Avacha. Tell the world that I'll be waiting for them at KPOO, 89.5 FM or www.kpoo.com.
Everyone has ridden with an annoying commuter. Don't be an annoying commuter. First, let's start with either the very beginning of the trip or the very end, the escalator. If you have decided not to walk up the escalator, stand to the right so you can easily be passed on the left. Don't be oblivious. Second, let people walk off the tram before you walk on. It's a lot harder to exit a bus full of people than it is to enter one. Once you have arrived onto the bus, move to the back. It is important that you do not block the doors for others. Here are some basic rules of San Francisco Muni etiquette. A bag is not a passenger, therefore it does not deserve a seat on the train. Neither is a two-seater meant for one person, so don't sit across it like a bench. It may look stylish and nonchalant, but it is annoying, so stop. Remember to always give up your seat for senior citizens and women during pregnancy, and don't talk too loud on the phone. If you follow these rules, you and your fellow commuters are guaranteed to have an easy and pleasant public transportation experience.
She may not be the best. best looking woman I ever did see. Nor have the charms of the ladies of high society. But the woman's got soul, worth all money and gold. And all the love that I have belongs to the woman with soul. Now I'm just a regular fella, I don't need much. Diamonds and such. But the woman that I hold, she's got to have soul. And then a richer than the richest gold, if the woman got soul.
Well, I don't need a woman that's got a whole lot of class, because class in a woman, she's gonna last. I need a kind of woman that when I hold she fits up tight, yeah. Oh, and when she throws it on me, I give in without a fight.
Then I know the woman's got soul, worth all money and gold. And then I'm richer than
go. Here was 1965, Curtis Mayfield, The Impressions, A Woman's Got Soul. Lots of soul, a whole lot of soul at 60 minutes before the hour of 10 o'clock on this 5th of January, 2017 already. Sly and the Family Stone with Dave, jiving around KPOO. $99,696 we raised. Yeah. Oh, if we only broke that $100,000 mark. Wow. But we're happy what we got. Thank you.
If you want me to stay, I'll be around today to be available for you to see. I'm about to go, and then you'll know. Me to stay here, I got to be me. You'll never be in doubt, that's what it's all about. You can't take me for granted and smile. Count my days, I'm gone, forget reaching me by phone, because I promise I'll be gone for a while. When you see me again, I hope that you have been the kind of person that you really are now. You got to get in straight. How could I ever be late when you're my woman taking up my time? Oh, how could you ever allow? I wonder how I would get out of pocket for fun. Shape me again, I hope that you have been the kind of person you really are now. I'll be so good, I wish I could get the message over to you now.
It was was 1973 there for Sly and the Family Stone. If you want me to stay, baby, yeah, better take care of business. 13 minutes before 10. Hey, we got a good thing going here. Barbara Lynn, oh, baby.
No matter how much he wants me, I'm not going nowhere. I'm gonna stick right here. I know how much you care. So don't worry, baby, 'cause I'm right here at home. Oh, baby, oh, baby.
What do you got?
We've got a good thing going.
Sounds like it is.
He may talk about me and scandalize my name, but deep down inside, baby, I know you're my only man. So don't worry about me, baby, 'cause I'm right here at home. Oh, baby, oh, baby, we've got a good thing going. Maybe I knew him once upon a time, but that's all in the past, baby. Now, baby, make me know you're mine. Going nowhere, no, no. I'm gonna stick right here, baby. I know how much you care. So don't worry about me, baby, 'cause I'm right here at home. Oh, baby, oh, baby.
Barbara Lynn there from 1964, got a good thing going.
Al T&T, right.
1963 for Al T&T. Take a look at me.
Hey now,
you there,
looking so good to me. You look like Billy the Mile.
You look like Billy the Mile.
He looks like Smokey the Bear.
He looks like Smokey the Bear.
You ought to put him down.
Why should I put him
yeah,
down?
Because he ain't nowhere.
You said he ain't nowhere.
I said he ain't nowhere.
There you go, Al TNT Bragg.
Interested in getting the latest information and news about the Bayview Hunters Point Shipyard development, plus other information and events happening in Bayview Hunters Point, you can listen to the live radio broadcast of the Mayor's Hunters Point Shipyard Citizens Advisory Committee meeting. This CAC meeting is held every second Monday of the month from 6 until 8 p.m. You can hear it live, gavel to gavel, right here on 89.5 FM, KPOO, and KPOO.com. Stay informed.
Stay informed, yes, for sure, JJ. And the next broadcast is coming up this coming Monday, January the 9th. Don't miss it, okay?
Hey, you. Yeah, you. Sit right there. I got to tell you something. I bet you know someone with type 2 diabetes. Guaranteed. You know why? Because one out of every three little kids is going to develop diabetes in their lifetime. That is going to lead to heart problems, strokes, and even blindness. I'm John Sally, and I'm telling you, it ain't got to be that way. Now, you can up your defenses by eating more fruits and vegetables, having more vegetarian and vegan meals. These steps can be the power plays to protect you and your family against the risk of diabetes. To learn more, go to blockdiabetes.org.
Yeah, it's 8 minutes before the hour of 10 with Dave jiving around. Museums for all. That's right, museums for everybody. Well, that's what's happening with City College of San Francisco's downtown campus. That's right, museum studies are happening. Ning, 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 ning. Mm-hmm. Museum display, collect, preserve, interpret art, cultural, and scientific artifacts. They offer multiple opportunities for learning, lectures, exhibitions, film screenings, hands-on experiences, and online portals. That's right. How can they engage museums as a community resource and open access for everyone? Well, explore local museums while we study the history of museums in the United States and their impact on our lives. Okay, the Spring 2017 event is going to be happening January 19th through May the 18th, Thursdays from a little after 2 o'clock until 5 in the afternoon. And, of course, the campus is located at 88th 4th Street. That's 88th 4th Street admission. That's downtown San Francisco, room 624. If you want more information about this Museums for All event, City College of San Francisco downtown campus, the phone number is 415-239-3899. Again, that number again is 415-239-3899. Check it out, okay? Back to more music now. The end of 1960, begin of 1961 there. Junior Parker.
Oh, darling, you've been mine so long. Now that I need you, and I'm so all alone. Whoa, whoa. I need you, darling, to stand by me. Stand by me. Friends are gone. Now that I'm calling you, I want you to come back home. Whoa, whoa. I need you, darling, and stand by me. Stand by me. Well, sometimes I feel that all of my trying was all in vain. I don't think I can last much longer till I see your face again. Whoa, whoa. If I could just hold your hand, then I know that you would understand. Whoa, whoa. I need you, darling, and stand by me. Stand by me. Well, sometimes I feel that all of my trying was all in vain. I don't think I can last much longer till I see your face again. Whoa, whoa. If I could just hold your hand, then I know that you would understand. Whoa, whoa. I need to die. Stand by me, stand by me. When I'm sick, darling, won't you stand by me? Early in the morning, stand by me. Getting late in the evening.
The end of 1964, Junior Parker, Stand By Me, heard on KSAN. Here you go. I remember, definitely. We've got a strange feeling going on here. Billy Stewart, summer of 1963. Strange feeling. What's going on at CES in Las Vegas, which starts this morning? Yeah.
Treats me like a king.
To be at CES right now, Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas, which just started. Audio Technica came out with some new Bluetooth headsets that are amazing. Here's Brooke Benton.
Let me tell you a story about a boat wheel. Now, some of you may not know, but a boll weevil is an insect, and he's found mostly where cotton grows. Now, where they come from, nobody really knows. But this is the way the story goes. The farmer said to the boll weevil, "I see you're on the square." Boll weevil said to the farmer, "Say, yep, my whole darn family's here. We gotta have a home. Gotta have a home." Farmer said to the boll weevil, "Say, why'd you pick my farm?" The weevil just laughed at the farmer and said, "Say, we ain't gonna do you much harm. We're looking for home." And the boll weevil spotted him a lightning bug. He said, "Hey, I'd like to make a trade with you. 'Cause you see, if I was a lightning bug, I'd search the whole night through. Searching for home, I'd have me plenty of homes." And the boll weevil called the farmer and said, "You better sell your old machines. 'Cause when I'm through with your cotton, you can't even buy gasoline. I'm gonna take me a home. Gotta have a home." And the boll weevil said to the farmer, "This farmer, I'd like to wish you well." Farmer said to the boll weevil, "Yeah, I wish that you went looking for home."
The late great Brooke Benton from KPOO San Francisco. That boll weevil song. It's 10 o'clock. Yeah. Have a home.